WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 65 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. The TxDOT Bryan District Office has been removing political campaign signs that were placed illegally.
We don't want to have to get out and take these signs up, but if a sign is placed in the right-of-way or it's posing a traffic hazard, TxDOT will remove it without prior notice.
Spokesman Bob Caldwell says if your sign is missing, you should contact their office.
They're stored in our office, and then the candidate can call as well, and we ask the candidates to please contact us so we can get this sign placed properly where this is not an issue.
Caldwell says citizens can also call their office if they're concerned about a sign. A reminder that putting campaign signs on public land is illegal, and Sydney ordinances should be followed when placing a sign inside of incorporated city limits. The Bryan School District's communications director says all seems normal at Bryan High as he was checking out the campus yesterday afternoon on the day that what was believed to be an unsubstantiated threat was scheduled to be carried out.
It's very calm. It's very orderly. You know, kids are happy and changing classes and learning. So I'm very pleased to walk through and see that.
Additional Bryan police officers have been present since the threat was received late last week by students who Brandon Webb says were immediately removed from the campus.
School is about learning and about order and education, and that anything that disrupts that, particularly of a violent nature, whether actual or threatened as some sort of a prank, will not be tolerated.
Bryan police posted on their Facebook page that a rumor of a gun found on the Bryan High campus is false. This week's Bryan City Council meeting included final action on new regulations restricting future stealth dorms and ag shacks to multifamily zoning districts, unless developers get a conditional use permit for other residential areas. The council's support of recommendations from the Planning and Zoning Commission drew praise from one of three public speakers. Jenny Smith says she's attended P&Z meetings and met with city staff for the last year.
I think what they have come up with is a very good start, and I would like to see this passed.
Future construction of what's officially called detached shared housing with a minimum of 4 bedrooms occupied by more than 2 people who are not related must have 1 off-street parking place per bedroom. No more than half the front yard can be paved, and at least 2 trees must be on the lot. Recommendations by 2 City of Bryan advisory boards about where smoking will be banned in parks have been endorsed by the City Council. Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker said the Parks Board, which has been working on the ban since last July, had to make a modification after the city acquired the former Briarcrest Golf Course.
And as it reads, it says it shall be unlawful for any person to smoke tobacco products in any city park except for a municipal golf course. The board unanimously recommended that this move forward to the city council.
In addition to the smoking ban not applying at the golf course, smoking will continue at Lake Bryan at the request of the BTU board. No date was announced for when the ban will start at the remaining parks in Bryan. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 65 degrees. You can text us this morning. That text line is open at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'm Crystal Kelly, and I'm running for District Clerk of Brazos County because I believe my experience working in the District Clerk's office and in private practice as a litigation case manager over the past few years uniquely qualifies me to step into the role as a District Clerk on day one with a fresh perspective. I am the only candidate with Brazos County District Clerk office experience. For more information, go to VoteCrystalKelly.com.
Political ad paid for by Crystal Kelly candidate Chad Jones, Treasurer.
Whether you have a swimming pool or looking to build one, trust the Pool Guy. With a large professional staff, the Pool Guy can properly maintain your swimming pool, saving you time and money. The Pool Guy is the only local service center trusted by all major manufacturers to service their products. Any pool repair, large or small, the Pool Guy's experienced technicians can handle it. For pool supplies, toys, and free water testing, visit the pool store. Trust the experience of the Pool Guy to ensure your pool construction and maintenance is done right. Call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
Do you have an aging loved one or a relative who requires special care? On Saturday, February 24th, join First Baptist Bryan as we host our second annual Caregivers Conference. This all-day conference is a great opportunity for you to come learn more about how you can take better care of your loved one and yourself. Multiple experts will be on hand to lead breakout sessions in a variety of topics related to aging. For more information and to register for this year's Caregivers Conference, visit our website at fbcbryan.org/caregivers.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications 775-2929.
I can tell you the sun is still up there. Unfortunately, we're not going to see it at all today, nor will we see it through the weekend. Lots of cloudiness for today. A couple of showers are possible this afternoon. Temperatures, they're going to have a tendency to make their way up to about 65. I may see a few spots as warm as 70 today. Overnight, lows are going to drop down to cooler, 45 to 50, with scattered showers. Rain for tomorrow, cooler, 55 to 60. Showers, 65 to 70 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie women's hoops pulled off the big win last night, 85-80 over Florida. It was not easy, but the Aggs were able to rally past the Lady Gators. Meanwhile, in the pool, second-ranked Texas A&M swimming and diving team is currently in the lead in day two after day two of the SEC championships. Meanwhile, the 11th-ranked guys have fallen from first to third in the team standings. Hopefully, they can make up some ground. Also, Aggie baseball kicks off the season tonight. Coach Rob Childress says his guys need to keep their eyes on the prize.
I think it's important anytime you have a young team, we're able to break through and get that taste, but at the same time, it could be a blessing or a curse. And a lot of times, young guys keep their head up and they look forward to getting back to that moment again, and they forget, that they need to keep their head down and try to get a little bit better each day.
Coach Childress saying that the guys, after making the World Series last year, they need to at least take it one day at a time this season. So we'll talk about that as well as Aggie softball and plenty of other things coming up in sports.
So I don't know if y'all caught the lead line there in the weather. Rob with some pretty stunning information.
Yeah, no joke,
I tell you,
man.
The sun is still up there. Unfortunately, we're not going to see it at all
the
today.
The sun
is still
it's
up there.
Still up there?
Wow.
Whoa.
I'm so glad.
I was worried. Were you?
Yeah, well, I was afraid that song from Annie would have been lying when they said the sun will come out tomorrow.
Oh.
So the sun is still up there.
It's
but
not
we're not going to see it.
It no. blew up.
Wow.
The sun, well,
all
before
right.
we get a War of the Worlds type
well,
thing.
Well, then the temps are just going to drop.
Well, I know, down to what, 50? Come on.
I think, well, yeah.
All right. It's still colder than what we've been having, though.
I'm just telling you. I don't know that my patio has gotten dry yet.
No.
There's so much humidity.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyhow, hopefully it'll dry out today.
Yeah, so we're going to get up to like 69 by like midday.
Okay.
And then it's going to start dropping.
Then it plummets to
60.
Yeah, so there.
And then 50 by tonight.
All right.
It's plummeting.
That's right, see how that
but
works.
But the sun's still up there.
It is, makes us feel better. All right, so has this been a slow week for you? This has been a slow week.
So the last couple of weeks, I get to Tuesday, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's only Tuesday.
Are you pulling doubles?
No. All right. But then all of a sudden, Friday's here.
Okay.
So I'm kind of an in-betweener. Right. It starts slow, but then it gets the weekends is here already.
Friday didn't sneak up on me this week. It took a while to get here.
Well, I've been fairly busy, so there we go.
Well, there you are.
So has it been slow or fast for you?
Do what? No, it's been fast.
Okay.
Wednesday had the Aggie softball game.
We were just wondering if
right.
it was fast or
well,
slow.
And then last
That's
night,
all I needed to know.
And then last
we
night,
heard it in your
I had to go. No. Last night I had to go to Huntsville because Tom Turbeville was doing
Again,
the Aggie women's
ask.
Game.
What?
And so I had to go to Huntsville
for what?
For Navasota Lady Rattler basketball.
Oh,
and the game didn't
I forgot.
Start till 8 o'clock.
What?
Chelsea was already
wow.
in bed.
I was literally asleep by 8 last night.
Right. So the game didn't start till 8 because it was after another game that was before it. And so
makes sense.
I didn't get home till 10:30.
Wow.
So I'm sleepy.
That's
not what I asked either.
Well, he just he wanted.
That's not what I asked.
No, I asked. That's not what I asked.
He just wanted to expand.
Apparently,
a little bit.
I know.
Don't mind if I vent a little bit.
Was it the JV game that ran long? Is that what?
No. It's playoffs. Playoffs.
Oh, okay.
So they had Dyball and Houston Yates were playing before.
Oh, all right.
And if you want to know the score from that one, Chelsea, yeah, it was 62-42. Was the final
Dyball?
South of Lufkin.
Dyball's in East Texas.
Okay, I've never heard of it.
Piney Woods.
I don't know, yeah.
The Lady Jacks.
Okay.
If I think about it, we'll look up how it got its name sometime. Okay. But anyway, so you got to drive over for a game that tips at 8, and it's a 20-point game.
Yeah.
Well, I bet you about 3 minutes left, you were a ball of energy.
Oh, heck yeah. Go Navasota Lady Rattlers.
All right, now back in the day, when Navasota was still at their old high school, which was there on Washington, I used to do consolidated basketball, and we'd play Navasota regularly. We weren't in the same district or anything. They had this giant paper mache rattlesnake.
Oh, really?
Hanging
cool.
in the gym. I mean, this puppy was probably 6 feet, 7 feet tall.
That's awesome.
Curled up and, you know, ready to strike.
They should have a real one.
Well, they should.
Like the chicken has in the glass case in the back. You know, they should have one at the high school.
Yeah, they could. Well, they could bring it out.
Ooh, on
halftime.
A leash.
Yeah.
Bring it out.
Get everybody pumped in the stands. Get everybody on their feet.
Everybody would be on their feet for sure.
Yeah, that's what you want to do is bring a rattlesnake out and agitate it by yelling at it.
Yeah.
That sounds like a great idea. That'll work. That'll just
They're
work.
Really friendly.
How would you like to be the handler?
Yeah.
He's more scared of you than you are him. Uh-huh. Don't worry.
Yeah, exactly.
Go
All right.
Rattlers.
With that in mind, now who do they play now? Now that
they're going to play the winner of Liberty Hill and Mejia. They play tonight in Hearn.
Wow, you going to see it just because you want
no.
to?
Okay,
you do some broadcast prep just in case?
No.
Is this usually a Turbyville gig?
Yeah, but he had women's basketball last night.
Well, I understand. So his specialist is women's basketball, whether it's in Knoxville, Tennessee, or Navasota.
Well, and he does the Navasota guys, too. Normally, they'll play, like, double headers.
Right. Didn't he retire?
I thought he retired.
He's staying awfully busy for a retired
I know. I see him up here all the time.
I think his wife calls and said, you got any work for him?
Yeah, that's probably what it is, yeah.
Okay, so in Lower Alloways Creek Township, New Jersey, the Fire Hall has thrown an annual dinner for the last 80 years.
Wow.
The last 80 years.
I think they can consider that a tradition.
Sure. Family-style dinner served with string beans, potato salad, pepper cabbage.
Okay.
I don't know
pepper
what that
cabbage.
Is.
This sounds like some old-school stuff.
Pickled beets, rolls in the main course, fried muskrat.
Ooh.
Now, and you know, if you think about it, if you say the word fast, it's okay. Muskrat.
Muskrat.
Okay.
Muskrat.
But
how did you say it was prepared? Fried?
Fried.
Okay.
Fried.
But let's look at this word. This word is musk rat. Okay. Not that the
You're eating a rat.
Yeah, not
That's
that the
kind of musky.
Yeah, not that the musk is a bad thing, but rat. I mean, we're going right to rat.
Muskrat.
The annual tradition that doubles as a fundraiser for the fire company been put on hold.
Oh.
Yeah, the fire chief, Steve Fisher, said, it's a good month for work and prep for one evening's meal. It's a good month's worth of work.
A month?
A month.
Because they got to go hunt the muskrats?
Yeah, you got to find them.
People just don't have time anymore. I don't know if he talks like this or not, but it works.
I would hope so.
Also, there's a lack of available muskrat meat.
You're killing all the muskrats.
They're not huge animals.
No. Oh, how big is a muskrat?
I would guess kind of like a...
Oh, I thought she...
Like, you know Chelsea?
No, she's looked it up.
I'm looking at images. Yeah. Did you not immediately go Google
the first thing that showed up was the first thing that showed up was muskrat love.
First,
on earth is going on here?
Yeah, that was the pepper cabbage.
Yeah, Captain and Tennille song from a long time ago called Muskrat Love. A hard freeze made it too tough for the trappers to work in the marshes where the muskrats live.
So an adult muskrat can get about 4.4 pounds. really? In weight and 28 inches in length. That's the largest.
Yeah.
So anywhere between 1 and 4 pounds.
Would you look on Pinterest and see if they've got any muskrat recipes maybe we could share? I'm
just saying. Disgusting.
Yeah. Maybe not.
Info.
Mation. God. The majestic muskrat in all of its glory.
They kind of look like mini beavers.
Yeah, without the tail.
But they have nasty tails.
Yeah, they have rat tails.
Oh,
yep.
It's a muskrat.
You know, people have like lucky rat tails?
Yeah.
Maybe they carry around lucky muskrat tails.
That's it. Muskrat burritos. You got it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush is a conservative who's fighting for Texas, and that means he's fighting for you. He campaigned for Donald Trump in 2016 and supports the Trump agenda in Texas. He took on the Obama administration over its attempt to illegally take private Texas property and stopped Obama from stealing our land. George P. Bush is fighting to save the Alamo for generations to come, fighting to give our veterans the support they need, fighting to reduce the size of government, fighting to improve our schools, and fighting to create more jobs and growth in Texas. Commissioner George B. Bush is a real conservative. He's pro-life, pro-gun, pro-traditional values, and he's the only true conservative in this race. Texas Commissioner George B. Bush, your commissioner, your conservative.
Political ad paid for by George B. Bush campaign.
Good morning, 621, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Just a word of warning, if you use this first hour as your alarm clock and timing and all that, we've screwed you up. You're done for the day because we're going to be so far behind. But
oh, well, you know.
But
we had important things like Zach's play-by-play of his week.
That's it.
And where he's been, what he's eaten.
Did I give you an entire play-by-play?
No.
I gave you two nights.
Yeah,
two nights.
It was an overview. That and fried muskrat. So anyway,
and fried muskrat.
National Almond Day.
Okay, I love almonds.
Okay, now we'll go there later.
Okay,
there's
we just don't have time.
We don't. We really don't. National Tartar Sauce Day. I think there's only one way to do that.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's Chinese New Year, and we'll talk about that
Ooh,
later.
Ooh, nice.
All right, now birthday.
Birthdays for today. The Weeknd is turning 28. R&B singer.
That is one. That is one person.
Does he have a name? And he doesn't even spell weekend right.
No, he doesn't.
I don't get it, but anyway.
But he is the Weeknd.
The Weeknd is Abel, McConan, Tessa Faye.
Oh, no yeah. wonder he
Which is why
yeah,
he
no
goes by the Weeknd.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
But either way, he's got his birthday on the Weeknd, so
sure.
happy birthday,
Perfect.
Weeknd.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Olsen is turning 29.
Uh-huh. The other Olsen sister.
Yeah.
Is she really?
Yeah, she's related to Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Really?
Oh, okay. I didn't know that they had a third one. I thought it was just
well,
the Twinkies.
Well, that's it.
Exactly. Why nobody knows who Elizabeth is.
Awkward Christmas dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Amanda Holden turning 47. She's mm-hmm. a TV actress as well. Christopher Eccleston is turning 54. Now, he's been in some stuff. British actor. He was in Gone in 60 Seconds. He was the bad guy that liked to make coffins and
sure.
stuff.
Uh-huh.
So he's turning 54. Ice-T. Lemonade.
Yeah, lemonade. It's iced tea, man.
Lemonade,
great commercial.
Yeah, great
commercial.
Love
it. Yeah. Turning 60 yeah. today. LeVar Burton, The Reading Rainbow.
Oh,
as well as
wow.
Star Trek.
Talk about childhood memories.
Wait a minute. Kunta Kinte. Come
yeah,
on,
in Roots.
Yeah.
But wow. Reading Rainbow. Yeah, Reading yeah. Rainbow.
Listen to you. Okay.
It's in a book, so take a look. Reading Rainbow.
I can go anywhere.
So anyways, he's turning 61 wow. today. That's
61?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. making you feel good,
yeah.
isn't it? Yeah.
That's all I got for birthdays.
All right, for Saturday, it's Random Acts of Kindness Day. You don't need a day to do
Should
that.
Should be every day.
Just do it, right. And National Cabbage Day, not pepper cabbage.
Not pepper cabbage,
cabbage
which looks
day.
A lot like coleslaw.
Okay. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. That's it's it. Just a recipe.
Okay. Just something to look forward to. We're a month away from St. Patrick's Day, so you can drink green beer. That's
Whoop.
All right. Go. Birthdays.
And I love fried cabbage, by the way, with bacon.
Yeah, yeah, it works.
Healthy.
Yep.
Ed Sheeran is turning 27.
Oh, my.
Good old
tomorrow.
Ed.
Yeah.
And we would play some songs, but as you said, we're running behind.
A
so Ed
bit
Sheeran
today.
is running. Yeah. He's turning 27 tomorrow. Paris Hilton turning 30.
It's hot.
37.
Man,
Where's
she looks
she
good.
Where's she been? She
Almost
has just dropped off the
40.
Face of
oh,
pop world.
She's, yeah, she's kind of making, she makes appearances
Does she
here
have
and there.
A baby? Is she?
Oh, I don't
oh,
know.
Okay.
Besides
Anyways.
Her little furry babies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, time's a click,
Maybe.
A tick in there, Paris. Yeah. So turned 37.
Billy,
I'm just saying it is.
Jeez, not everybody wants a child.
Well, it happens. Case Keenum turning 30, Texas boy. Of course, he made waves with the Vikings this year. Be interesting to see if they bring him back to be the starter.
Yeah.
Billy Joe Armstrong, lead singer of Green Day and everybody's favorite graduation song, Time of Your Life. He's turning 46. Dominic Purcell turning 48, Prison Break. Denise Richards turning 47, former Mrs. Charlie.
That's right,
Sheen. Charlie Harper, or Charlie Sheen, depending on who you talk to. Michael Jordan turning 55, the GOAT.
Wow.
55 today. Larry the Cable Guy, the other GOAT, turning 55
sure.
today.
Yeah, sure, of course. Yeah.
And Jim Brown, who honestly is the GOAT.
Yeah, I'd say so.
He was one of the greatest greatest athletes of all time, really. Mm-hmm. He's turning 82
back
tomorrow.
Back when the Browns were good.
Yeah. That's all I got for birthday.
Remember that? Wow, way back then.
Back with Otto Graham, huh?
Yeah, Michael Bay, he's a director.
He's done some things.
Movie's way too long.
53, yep. Jerry O'Connell, remember him from Jerry Maguire? He's 44. Lou Diamond Phillips, he's a Texas boy, he's 56.
Okay.
And Hal Holbrook, he's an old actor, really old. He's like 92. All right, and on Sunday, it's National Battery Day.
Okay.
Of course. It's cow milked while flying in an airplane day.
Oh. I guess someone did that?
Because they did that.
Okay.
Who was the first to do it?
It's Pluto Day, and maybe most importantly on Sunday, it is Drink Wine Day.
Ooh. Yeah,
so there.
Pluto Day. Okay. Why are we celebrating a moon?
A moon?
A moon. They never can make up their minds with Pluto. It goes from being a planet to a moon and then back to a planet.
That's right.
Again.
Or a junior planet. Yeah. Or planet
maybe
light.
It's the Pluto, or just a big rock. The Disney dog.
No,
maybe
it's his day. No, it's not. I'm sorry. It's space. It's space.
Space
all right.
News.
I could only hope.
Birthdays.
By the way, I almost forgot Joseph Gordon-Levitt turning 37 on Saturday.
Okay. So how could you forget
we
that?
We couldn't leave out JGL, so he's turning 37
love
Saturday.
Him.
On Sunday, Molly Ringwald is turning 50.
Oh, my. Red
Pretty
Packer.
In Pink is turning 50.
Yeah.
Matt Dillon, pretty good actor in his own right. The Outsiders. He's turning 54. Dr. Dre, he's got some beats, and he sells them for lots of money.
He does.
Turning 53 on Sunday. Vanna White.
Wow.
Who has the easiest, best job in the entire
Doesn't
world.
Doesn't even have to turn them anymore.
No, just touch.
Just touch them.
Tap.
Honestly, she didn't even have to do that. But she's turning 61 on Sunday.
Think she ever fakes the guy out? Just reaches up there and then,
just kidding.
Psych. Just having fun. Yeah, psych. Exactly.
John Travolta turning 64 on Sunday. Yeah. And Yoko Ono. Who broke up the Beatles, turning 85 on Sunday. That's all I got for birthday.
No! You missed Cybill Shepherd!
Oh, Zach!
Guys our age had a crush on her.
Yeah, she was a heartthrob back
in
the day.
Man, she really was a long time ago. But anyway, she's 68. So there you go on Sunday. It's 6:27.
Your Morning Espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, despite what you'd hear from the mainstream media behind closed doors, Democrats, they're in a panic over the 2018 midterm elections. Now, the pro-Hillary super PAC Priorities USA, they wrote a memo warning that Democrats are jeopardizing their chances to win political races next year. And according to the Washington Examiner, polling conducted by the super PAC, it shows that Trump's approval rating ticked up to 44% in the first week of February, up from 40% in his approval in November. Now, Democrats' advantage on the generic ballot also fell, and with new record low unemployment numbers and company bonuses and middle-class Americans seeing a lot more money in their paychecks, it seems like the American people are happy with Nancy Pelosi's, quote, crumbs.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.62%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
People make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter. One click, post your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, smart matching technology instantly alerts quality candidates about your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Good morning, 629, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie-owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference. Here you go.
Considerable cloudiness yet again today. It'll be breezy. There's going to be temperatures between 65 and 70 this morning, and that's where they're going to stay through the afternoon. Watch for a shower or two as well. Scattered showers possible tonight, turning cooler. The nighttime lows 45 to 50. Rainy, cooler tomorrow, highs 55 to 60. Rain tapers off to scattered showers tomorrow night, a low of 50. Cloudy with the chance of showers on Sunday, highs 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
He's our neighbor for more than 50 years, a local bookstore owner for more than 40 years, a fighting Texas Aggie class of 69, our state representative, John Rainey. John Rainey has voted for law and order and a more secure border. He supported $800 million for border security surge operations, putting more boots on the ground and more assets in the air to stop traffickers. Rainey voted to end sanctuary cities for illegal aliens because the rule of law must be enforced. And Rainey supported increasing the state's share of education funding to improve our schools and to allow school districts to reduce property taxes.
I'm John Rainey. I have a record of improving education, supporting our great teachers, and fighting to keep property taxes under control. I am pro-life because every life matters from conception until natural death.
A fighting Texas Aggie, a local small business owner, a staunch conservative. John Rainey for state representative.
Political ad paid for by the John Rainy campaign.
Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Kraft Heinz is hinting at plans to do more deals. In a presentation to investors, CEO Bernardo Hees said big food makers like Kraft Heinz face pressure to consolidate to confront changing consumer demands for fresher food and more snacks. Hees touted the company's plans to expand globally and efforts to boost sales of brands like Philadelphia cream cheese and Planters nuts. A federal judge in San Francisco has ordered the Trump administration to implement energy use limits for portable air conditioners and other products that were adopted during the last days of the Obama presidency. The judge says the Energy Department is required to publish the limits after a 45-day period to identify any errors and does not have the authority to continue to assess them after that date. Crude oil up 6 cents at $61.41 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures pointing to a modestly higher open yesterday. The Dow Industrials soared to 306. That's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories. Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal building kits bolt together quickly and are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop, RV and camper storage, or three-car garage. Call General Steel today. It's on sale now for under $25,000. Or imagine a 50 by 100 clear span building for under $40,000, suitable for the booming warehousing industry, manufacturing facilities, or a church sanctuary. That's 5,000 square feet for $8 or less per foot. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. With construction in high demand, this special pricing won't last long. Call to lock your building price today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. 866-957-8335.
WTAW News Time is 6:33. It's 65 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com. Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. When is a park not a park? Well, when it involves a new smoking ban in the city of Bryan. The city council this week approved recommendations by two advisory boards. Deputy Manager Hugh Walker explained why the BTU board did not want the ban at Lake Bryan.
By ordinance, Lake Bryan is not considered a park. It's a utility lake that's beneficial to the utility and not necessarily a park. It's a benefit that we get to use as recreational, but it's certainly not a park as defined by city ordinance.
But the ban will apply to all but one of the city's remaining parks. The council agreed with the Parks Board to allow smoking at the city golf course. No date was announced for when the ban will start at the remaining locations. After 14 months of research, meetings, and public hearings, the city of Bryan now has regulations regarding what's officially known as detached shared housing. More commonly known as stealth dorms and ag shacks, they will require a conditional use permit in all residential areas except multifamily. The structures, which have a minimum of 4 bedrooms and occupied by more than 2 unrelated people, must have 1 off-street parking place per bedroom. There's also a requirement that no more than half the front yard can be paved and at least 2 trees must be on the lot. One of 3 speakers during this week's City Council public hearing, Patrick Gamalva, called on enforcing current and future stealth dorms as apartments.
They need on-site management. Everybody that is in the rental business knows that you cannot rent a place and live out of town. If you rent a place, you have to have somebody there to take care of it.
No one on the council discussed the suggestion before approving the Planning and Zoning Commission's recommendations on a 6-0 vote. A member of the McLennan County County Commission in Waco has now missed 16 meetings in a row. The Waco Tribune-Herald reports Lester Gibson has attended 23 of the last 58 meetings. Gibson, who has paid more than $96,000 a year, last attended a meeting in September. The Texas Department of Public Safety is reversing plans to lay off more than 100 older state troopers as a means of hitting mandated budget cuts. DPS Director Steve McCraw said in a memo sent to employees yesterday that the agency won't move forward with the reduction in force. That follows backlash by troopers and lawmakers. The layoffs targeted formerly retired Texas troopers who were rehired. They had returned to the job under a program that was originally launched in response to struggles to recruit new members to the state's police force. McCraw said in a memo that state leaders gave the okay to use other funds to cover the troopers' salaries. Before, during, and after the mass shooting at a high school in Florida, there's been an increased security presence at Bryan High School. That's after the school district notified police last week of a threat that was supposed to be carried out yesterday. Bryan ISD's communications director Brandon Webb spent part of yesterday afternoon on the campus.
What I see is people worried about homework and grades and exams and not about their safety. And that's very encouraging to me as a parent and as an employee as well.
Webb says the students who were involved in the threat that was made last week were immediately removed from campus.
Whether actual or threatened as some sort of a prank will not be tolerated and will be dealt with extraordinarily swiftly and to the fullest extent that we and the law enforcement community we work hand in hand with have within our capability.
Bryan police continue their investigation of what Webb described as an unsubstantiated threat. BPD also posted on their Facebook page that a rumor of a gun found on the Bryan High campus is false. A Navasota junior high school student was removed from a classroom yesterday after bringing a pellet gun to school. According to a letter posted on Navasota ISD's Facebook page by Superintendent Stu Music, a classmate notified administrators of the weapon. Administrators and the district school resource officers found the pellet gun in a backpack. The letter did not explain what happened to the student who was removed from the classroom. Campaign season is upon us, and political signs are already decorating our local roadways. But Bob Caldwell from TxDOT's Bryan District Office says poor placement of a sign can be illegal.
It is illegal to place any signs on or within the right-of-way. This includes posting signs on trees, telephone poles, traffic signs, or other objects on the right-of-way.
Caldwell says they have already removed signs.
TxDOT will remove it without prior notice, and all costs associated with the sign removal will be paid for by the sign owner.
Caldwell says if you're concerned about a sign, you can call their maintenance office at 778-8054, and they'll come out and take a look. Again, that number is 778-8054. WTAW News Time is 638. It's 65 degrees. You can call or text us. Our number is 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Introducing the 2018 Toyota Corolla with voice-activated navigation controls. Just press the button, give a command, and you're on your way.
Find Party Supply Store near here.
Showing nearby party supply stores.
Find closest bakery.
Showing nearby bakeries.
Show directions to home.
Starting guidance to a new route.
Honey, I'm back.
Get everything for the party?
Got it all.
Remember to pick up my mom?
Didn't get it all.
The 2018 Corolla, equipped with the latest tech to help with your to-do list and your forgot to-do list. Right now, qualified lessees can lease a stylish new 2018 Corolla LE for only $189 a month for 36 months, with $26.99 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and N2-2818.
When it comes to your choice for state senate, Dr. Charles Schwertner has a proven record of getting results. Dr. Charles Schwertner worked to establish a landowner's bill of rights that protects private property owners against eminent domain abuse. Dr. Charles Schwertner took on substandard nursing homes in Texas and passed strong legislation to protect seniors from abuse and neglect. Dr. Charles Schwertner passed a bill that gives the Texas Rangers resources to crack down on dangerous drug cartels and human smuggling, and co-authored legislation to ban sanctuary cities in Texas. A practicing physician, devoted family man, and award-winning conservative, Dr. Charles Schwertner has been endorsed by the Texas Farm Bureau, Texas Alliance for Life, and the National Rifle Association. Dr. Charles Schwertner, your proven conservative leader in the Texas Senate.
I'm Dr. Charles Schwertner, a proven conservative, and I'd be honored to earn your vote in the Republican primary. Political ad paid for by Texans for Charles Schwertner.
Bryan Broadcasting and CHI St. Joseph Health invite you to participate in the third annual Grand Fondo Ride through the Brazos Valley. Saturday, March 3rd, cycle with hundreds of riders through the Brazos Valley countryside. The Grand Fondo race is presented by the Stella Hotel and Lake Walk. All proceeds raised from the race will benefit CHI St. Joseph Health's Cancer Center Services, where their promise is to identify and treat cancer and allow patients to live as normally as possible. Be a part of something amazing. Register or volunteer now at GrandFondoBCS.com.
Hey, good morning, 641, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Got some weather. It's brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports, and now daily service to the Austin airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
Considerable cloudiness yet again today. It'll be breezy. There's going to be temperatures between 65 and 70 this morning, and that's where they're going to stay through the afternoon. Watch for a shower or two as well. Scattered showers possible tonight, turning cooler. The nighttime lows 45 to 50. Rainy, cooler tomorrow. Highs 55 to 60. Rain tapers off to scattered showers tomorrow night, a low of 50. Cloudy with the chance of showers on Sunday. Highs 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, a busy, busy weekend in Aggieland. Texas A&M women's basketball got the win last night, 85-80 over Florida. Also, the men and women swimming and diving teams both in the pool yesterday for the SEC championships. Today, Aggie softball kicking off the Texas A&M Invitational, and Aggie baseball kicks off its regular season at Bluebell Park. So we'll cover all of that as well as a little bit of the Olympics. Not a great day for the U.S. yesterday. All that more coming up in sports.
They didn't win a stinking medal.
Didn't even win one, man.
No. Yeah, we'll talk about
that. They had Michaela Schifrin, who I'm a big fan of.
Wow.
Big fan.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Because she's hot. That's why he's a big fan.
Is that it? Okay.
She wins, all right? She's
she
a
wins.
Winner.
She's a winner. Yeah.
And she's got a cute little Minnesotan accent.
Oh, isn't that cute?
Yeah.
Cute.
All right, so the field of teenage candidates running for the governor of Kansas is
teenage?
Now...
Teenage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for the governor.
Mm-hmm.
Has now grown to 7.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Ready to make a change.
Well, I guess latest contender not even from the state.
Oh, well.
Okay, Topeka Capital Journal reports 18-year-old Connor Shelton, who is a University of Delaware student, from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I don't know.
Was how does he know about Kansas?
Yeah, how is that legal?
I don't know. Was inspired to run in the race when a man launched a short-lived campaign for his dog, Angus. Do you hear about that?
I did not hear about Angus.
Yeah, Angus was a dog, and the guy, I may go back and see if we can find it later. We probably won't have time, but I'm just saying. Anyhow, election officials put the brakes on the dog. Yeah, really. The dog's candidacy. But Kansas does not have an age or residency requirement.
Stupid. That is so stupid.
You're right. It is.
How are you going to let? Oh,
what's even more stupid is when one of them wins.
Yeah.
And the people of Kansas actually voted for them.
There are six, count them, six other teenagers who have entered the race.
Wow.
Yeah, but the latest one, Connor, is the first who isn't from Kansas.
Okay.
He's a chemical engineering major, described his candidacy as an experiment of sorts. Well, there you go. In addition to the teens running for governor, the teen is running for Kansas. There's a teen running for Kansas Secretary of State as well. They probably need to change that. I'm just thinking.
Teenage wasteland.
Yeah. I don't know when the legislature gets together again, but they might look at
that. I would think that the whole living in the state and running for its governor would
might be
the,
helpful. Mm-hmm.
Maybe they just think that the voters in Kansas have enough sense that they wouldn't vote for somebody who didn't live there.
Well, or have enough sense to not elect somebody who won't show up to the damn meetings like Lester Gibson.
Yeah, what is that about?
I mean, that's in Waco. That's McClellan County right there.
Yeah. He has attended 23 of the last 58 meetings.
Really?
He hasn't been to a meeting since September.
Now, not usually embroiled in controversy, seldom hear heated discussions. County commissioners pretty well get stuff worked out.
Uh-huh.
They come out in the open session and take care of business. You know, they're basically administrators for a portion of the county. That's what they do. County commissioners are, it's a kind of an odd situation in Texas, but it happens. Mm-hmm. And the salaries are pretty substantial.
$96,000 a year.
Yeah.
He's getting paid to not go to meetings.
Now, again, we're talking about Kansas. There are no requirements for attendance to the McLennan County Commission.
Well, maybe they need to look at changing that.
Yeah.
And I don't know that they have requirements to attend the Brazos County Commissioners. I mean, I'm not sure. I don't know, have any idea about that. I'll probably get a call before the end of the day, but you know, but just say it.
Well, it looks like Gibson is just kind of a lame duck at this point because he's waiting to vacate his seat.
So
at
least
that's according to the Waco Tribune back in October.
So as a result, he just figures he doesn't have to do anything for his constituents.
I guess. And by the way, the lady who is running to replace him, worked for him. So,
that's probably not good.
Was his administrative assistant for more than two decades.
Wow.
Oh.
Okay. So now, but again, why is she not there anymore? Maybe because she decided to run against him.
I don't know.
Hoping she's got a little bit better work ethic than he does.
That's what I'm saying. He's planning on vacating, so he's going to leave, and I imagine he'll be backing her to take over.
Well, once again, if that's the kind of work ethic you've got, I don't know that that's a good choice either.
Yeah.
But, anyway.
It's Waco.
That's right. Doesn't really matter that much. all right, let me see. And we got to mention that the Senate didn't even come close to passing the latest immigration bill that the president rolled in. 39 votes in favor, 60 against.
Yeah.
Again, it's the Republicans running it. It's a bunch of old men and women up there who really don't want to have to do anything because they're afraid some of their voters might get angry at them.
Right. And we were running behind. I actually have audio that I didn't get to in my newscast from John Cornyn of Texas. He chastised the Democrats for not coming up with a plan to fix DACA.
The very folks who shut down the government over this issue have failed to come forward with a plan that they have produced.
Well, you know what? John Cornyn and all the rest of the Republicans, y'all aren't doing any better, really. I mean, let's change teams. Let's say that the Democrats are in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're going to be saying the same thing about the Republicans. They just change hats and they say the same thing over and over again. Again, I had the idea when I talked to Bill Flores. Look, if they want to live in the 1880s, give them the technology of the 1880s.
Take away their cell phones.
Exactly. Give them an old typewriter. That's right. Let's see how
maybe they like that. A quill and a little pot of ink.
Exactly. See if you can get some work done. 648.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services from a full line of livestock. livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies. You'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Green is the basic building block of most fine Texas landscapes. In fact, you could do an entire landscape and never use anything but green. You might be surprised at how good it ended up looking. When it comes to landscaping, green is good. Nonetheless, there are times when you want something a little more flashy, and red leaf plants are some of the showiest. There are many fine choices, but you have to pick and choose them wisely. That's what I'll help you do right after this message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes outside. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week 800-752-752. Grow or order anytime at neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com. If you're looking for red leaf plants, let's go through a list fairly quickly. Now, this is in no regard to flowers, just the color of the foliage. Some of our shade trees have red or purplish red foliage, like Japanese maples. They're wonderful, and there are several really good purple red types. They do tend to burn in the summer, especially in the western half of the state. They must have the shade and ample moisture, but Japanese maples are very popular. Forest pansy red buds and all red plums are very attractive trees that have vividly maroon red leaves in the spring. Now, all red plums are better than most of the other purple leaf plums, and forest pansy red buds are outstanding. Barberries have reddish leaves. Now, they're brilliant in the spring. They do fade a bit in the summer, and they have to have shade in the afternoon. I'm not a big barberry fan, but a lot of people are. If you're willing to bridge over to purple leaf plants, no group has so hit the big time as fringe flowers, loropetalums. They've gone from unknowns to mainstay plants in the last 10 or 15 years. But they do tend to wear out, especially in alkaline soils and when water is short. So you need to replace them every 8 or 10 years. I really have kind of grown tired of fringe flowers, but that's personal preference. Nandinas are brilliant red and reddish orange during the winter, and then their new growth is red in the spring and summer. I love nandinas. Certain junipers will develop a plum red color in the winter, and then steel blue during the growing season. Purple winter creeper euonymus changes from green to maroon with the arrival of fall's cold weather. I love purple winter creeper as a ground cover. Fall color is an added bonus. Chumard red oak with the great fall color, and Chinese pistachio is cherry red in the fall. Even crepe myrtles will often turn lush shades of red and orange in late fall. Ornamental pears, although they don't live very long, do have beautiful red, orange, yellow, and purple fall color. As far as annuals are concerned, there are lots of them with red leaves. Copper plants are great. Firebush is reddish in the summer and bronze red in the fall. Burgundy Sun and Plum Parfait Coleus are equally showy in sun or part shade. Texan research found them to be sun tolerant. And coxcomb, bloodleaf, oh, there's so many great red leaf plants. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Well, it wasn't easy, but 17th-ranked Texas A&M women's basketball pulled off the win last night, rallying past Florida 85-80. Here's Coach Gary Blair after the win.
When you can win a ball game and not play your best, I think it says a lot for this team. We knew this was a trap game coming off a heartbreaking loss at LSU, and no matter what you say to the kids, they're looking forward to Mississippi State. But we're not good enough to look past anyone, particularly in the SEC. But the poise our kids had when I could see Hillsman just wasn't Hillsman tonight. When we went small ball, I thought that was the difference right there.
Freshman Kennedy Carter scored 28 points for the Aggs, who clinched their 13th straight 20-win season. Now for the Aggie men, they'll look to bounce back from a 62-58 loss to Missouri when they head to Arkansas tomorrow to take on the Razorbacks. The Maroon White have just one SEC road win this season, and that came against then 8th-ranked Auburn on February 7th. Tip-off against the Hogs is tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock with broadcast right here on WTAW. In the pool, the 2nd-ranked Texas A&M women's swimming and diving team has extended its lead following day 2 of the SEC championships. Meanwhile, the 11th-ranked guys have fallen from 1st to 3rd in the team standings. On the diamond, 11th-ranked Aggie baseball kicks off the regular season tonight against Rhode Island. Coach Rob Childress and the guys are fresh off a trip to the College World Series and looking to go back again.
I think it's important anytime you have a young team, we were able to break through and get that taste, but at the same time, it could be a blessing or a curse. And a lot of times young guys keep their head up and they look forward to getting back to that moment again, and they forget, you know, that they need to keep their head down and try to get a little bit better each day. But our leadership has done a good job keeping the team in the moment and trying to get better with each practice and, you know, taking it, you know, the first challenge at a time. And certainly Rhode Island presents a big one for us this weekend.
First pitch is sent for 6:30 with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, 6th-ranked Aggie softball kicks off the Texas A&M Invitational this afternoon against Butler. Coach Joe Evans says there will be some talented teams competing this weekend.
It's a good field. You know, we're excited about the teams coming in. Tulsa in particular is really tough, and last year had every chance in the world to knock Oklahoma out of the NCAA tournament and just couldn't quite get it done, but certainly had all the chances. And so we have a lot of respect for them. Butler does a great job in their conference. They play postseason and really well coached. And then Iowa returns Marla Looper, who used to coach at Texas for many years and does a really nice job at Iowa. So it's fun to see some new faces, new teams to play against, and it's always the same for us.
First pitch against Butler is at 3 o'clock with a game against Tulsa to follow immediately after. Coverage for both games will be on Willie 1550. Don Carter, the owner who was instrumental in bringing the NBA to Dallas with the expansion Mavericks in 1980, has died. He was 84. Carter co-founded the franchise with Norm Sanju, the club's first president, but sold majority interest to Ross Perot Jr. in 1996. The Dallas Stars look to bounce back from a 6-0 loss to Vancouver on Sunday when they take the ice tonight against the St. Louis Blues. The puck drops for that one at 7:30 at the American Airlines Center. Another day of the PyeongChang Games has rolled by, but no medals for the U.S. American Michaela Schifrin was unable to become the first skier to successfully defend an Olympic gold in the slalom, placing 4th in the event. The 22-year-old was fresh off a gold medal performance in the giant slalom. The U.S. currently has a total medal count of 8, 11 behind leader Norway. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by WC Tractor. On Willie 97.7, I'm Zach Taylor.
Howdy, I'm Rick Davis, A&M class of 85. I'm running to be your state representative in District 14. I'm an attorney and former judge with 8 years judicial experience. As a conservative Republican, I will stand strong in Austin for financial responsibility, governmental accountability, promote sensible legislation, and will advance traditional conservative values. I'm pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-Texas A&M, pro-military, and pro-small business. I would appreciate your vote on March 6.
Political ad paid for by the Rick Davis Campaign, Roy May Treasurer. To learn more about the campaign, visit electrickdavis.com.
This is Jeb Blair, class of 81, owner of J&B Propane. In today's busy world, we are sometimes complacent with the choices we have made. Fortunately, with propane suppliers, regardless of your current agreement, you have a choice and change is easy. Contact J&B Propane to find out how this hassle-free conversion can benefit you. Visit our website at jmbpropane.com or call us at 936-348-5465 for your free quote. J&B Propane, thanks for listening.
All right, America. H&R Block has some good news for taxpayers this year. Check this out. For a limited time only, you could get a refund advance loan of up to $3,000 the same day you file at Block. That's right. You could get up to $3,000, no interest. Why wait weeks for your refund when you could get money at Block today? See? Told you it was good news. To learn more or find participating locations near you, visit hrblock.com. Get money faster. Get your taxes won. Optional tax refund related loan from B of I Federal Bank. Not your tax refund. $500, $750, $1,250, or $3,000 loans offered. approval and loan amount based on expected refund and other conditions. Funds loaded on prepaid card. Tax returns may be e-filed without applying for this loan. Fees for other products or features may apply.
Why wait for your money? H&R Block has up to $3,000 in a refund advance loan available today. Visit our location next to Kroger's on Boonville and Bryan or in Caldwell on Highway 21 across from the Civic Center. H&R Block.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name that Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Hey, good morning. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here's the weather. It's brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community, where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Going to be okay for temps, just not going to see the sun. 68 today, 60 tomorrow. Then we're back up into the 70s for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Overcast and 65 now. WTAW College Station, Bryan.